inviting you to settle into your bodies, into your posture. On the next out-breath, allowing you to drop in to your body. Just to rest, whether you're sitting or lying, to drop downwards into your body. Each out-breath, allowing yourself to drop a little bit more deeper into your body. And as we've become accustomed to doing now, turning towards any areas of tension or holding, twisting, and inviting those two to release on the next out-breath. Sitting here in ease, a gentle presence. Noticing what's coming to you from your five senses. And taking yourself through that practice. As we go through this process of settling in our environment, in the space around us, perhaps we begin to feel just slightly more centered, at peace. And grounded. And if you feel you are still floating around somewhere and not particularly grounded and settled, then we can envisage our roots going into the ground from our feet, or if you're sitting on the ground, from your bum and your feet. So as we breathe and release that out breath and sink deeper, giving ourselves up to gravity, we can too imagine those roots from our lower half of our body tapping down into the ground. One major root which anchors us, going deep down through the earth, through the soil, through the stones, and then smaller roots out to the side, which stabilize us against the winds of our experience. And this grounding process allows in the possibility of us to feel much more stable and able to stand tall against whatever comes into our experience throughout our day. Meditating very early in the morning, as I'm doing now, sets the intention for the day, sets the tone, and sets the energetic frequency in which you want to live for this day. If you like, you can think of it as setting a stage ready for a play. But there's no actors there. Just an empty screenshot, an empty stage full of props. Full of scenery, full of anticipation, perhaps, full of excitement. And so now we have set the scene. Now that we have found some stability, let's just see what's here for us in store today. And as we go deeper, you will no doubt find more layers of tension in the mind and in the body. So just curiously turning towards those and with an intention of softening and releasing, let go of them on the out-breath. And within your mind and body, just now, you may be perceiving something, or perhaps someone, which is hard to let go of. It might be a person, or it might be difficulty, or it might be a thing or an idea, could be anything. It might be something you're clinging on to and you don't know why. Something which is hanging around, and you feel that you have reached a ceiling and you can't get past that ceiling. These things are inherent in all of our lives. They pop up all of the time. And our reaction to such things is to try to get over them. To wish that they weren't there. And you have no doubt have noticed that this only seems to make the barrier stronger to make the passage beyond this thing or this person more difficult to overcome. And just for a moment, contemplate how that looks in your life. What shape does that take? How is this relevant to you? Where are we pushing? Where are we trying to change something? And so I offer a different way, a different path. A path of acceptance, acceptance of this moment, what is. I invite you to breathe in whatever this thing is. So you can say it as you breathe in your mind's eye, or you can say it out loud as you breathe in. And saying, I am breathing in whatever it is. I am breathing in the difficult relationship I have with my friend. I am breathing in the inability to let go of a label I've been given. I am breathing in the ceiling that I have reached with my journey. My recovery. Breathing this in, saying it. Visualizing it as you breathe in. Letting the essence of it fill your body. Not just your head, allow it to go south of your neck. It's okay now to allow everything into your body. Your body is starting to be able to cope with holding things. And of course, breathing it back out again. into the space around you. Breathing it in. Allowing the memory of it, the vision of it, the sound of it, the taste of it, whatever it is, to fill your body. Down to your hands. To fill your lungs. To reach your gut. Allowing it to be close in. Noticing any resistance to being close to this thing or person. And breathing with that too. Being gentle with yourself. And as we breathe this thing in, saying too that it's okay. It's okay as it is just now. I'm comfortable with where I'm at with this just now. Saying the words, I'm okay with this as it is just now. I'm okay with the hurt. I'm okay with the ceiling. I'm okay with the difficulty. Say what it is in your mind or out loud. Notice where you feel. Where you feel this in your body. What you feel. I feel an opening in the heart space. Where do you feel it? I feel an expansiveness, an opening up, a sense of relief. A sense of ease as I turn to my difficulty with a sense of compassion. I am comfortable with you right now, whatever that is. Allowing a space for this thing, this person, to inhabit inside of you. breathing with it, making friends with it. Inviting it in, welcoming it in, as you would do a friend, and smiling with it. Sitting and sharing this space with this thing. Feeling the space around you and this space that you've opened up with compassion inside of you. Thanking yourself for giving this thing, this person, airtime. And saying to it, until next time, making a date with it to sit with it again, perhaps tomorrow or the next day. And as you regularly sit with this thing, the edges will indeed begin to soften. The edges begin to turn fluffy. The edges begin to break away. As we dissolve our fear and our sense of separation we have with this thing, this person, and turn towards it in love and compassion. Holding a space for that love and compassion to completely enshroud it. Holding a space.